Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
The simple pleasure of a well-made cup of coffee takes on a different meaning for Jim Mackey.
I'm the only one-arm barista that I know of in Hobart, if not further than that.
He had a stroke at 29 years old, which has affected his memory and movement.
It robbed me from... It put me in a wheelchair, firstly. I was in a wheelchair for a year, and it robbed me of any sort of memory or any skill of making memories. For 2 years after my stroke, I don't even have memories of... It's all just a big blur. But my memory's progressively gotten better. Working here at Hamlet's definitely helped me achieve that.
He's among more than 700 people trained at Social Enterprise Cafe Hamlet in Hobart in almost 10 years. Hamlet's CEO and co-founder, Emily Briffer, recently celebrated the graduation of 14 more people from the cafe's training programs.
That's kind of representative of what's happening in Tasmania. Tasmania does have the highest rates of people with disability in the country and the lowest employment outcomes for that cohort. And there's also a lot of other factors that can, I guess, make that situation more challenging. We also have like the lowest rates of literacy, lowest digital access, some of the worst transport, all these sort of things that can compound that inability to secure employment outcomes. And I think what Hamlet does really beautifully is we do provide that really individualised wraparound support to participants who are engaging in our training programs, so that they can actually have a really successful time in the training program itself, but also go on to have positive outcomes in their day-to-day life.
She's the Tasmanian finalist in the Local Hero category at the Australian of the Year Awards on Sunday. She first worked at a social enterprise cafe when living in Melbourne before setting up Hamlet in Hobart.
During my time at Kinfolk, I really fell in love with the idea of social enterprise. I loved the idea that you could allow people to create social value in their community without changing their daily routine. The simple act of buying a cup of coffee could actually have an impact in the community. That sort of idea that people were doing something they were going to do anyway, they weren't actively making a choice to support a charity.
The cafe is also helping to fill gaps in the hospitality sector.
And I kept sort of hearing more and more about the issue of unemployment in Tasmania. And working in the hospitality industry, I also kept hearing about the skill shortage that existed in the tourism and hospitality sector. And I guess given my experience in the social enterprise space, I felt like there was an opportunity to create something that could potentially, I guess, solve both of those issues or be part of the solution to both of those issues.
The enterprise is going from strength to strength.
We now have a catering arm, a condiments business, a corporate gifting arm. Like, we're doing a lot now, and the team has grown as part of that, but also the outcomes that we're having with participants are, so much bigger and, I guess, deeper in terms of the impact that we're having for participants. It's not just about employment outcomes, it's also about, I guess, really having conversations with the people who are engaging in our training program and asking them what is the support that they need and how can we help them get access to that.
Jim Mackey has nothing but praise for Emily Briffer.
She's created a safe workplace for people to come with disability and they can learn whether it be front of house, whether it be coffee, it's pretty cool.
He says working at Hamlet has helped rebuild his strength and skills and changed his world.
When I first came to Hamlet, I was working in the kitchen and I was only doing an hour and a half at a time because I was only working one day a week. I think it was a Wednesday or something like that, but only working an hour and a half because that was all I could muster. And then so I slowly progressed to doing front of house, and I was doing that 3 times a week, and there I was just progressively got longer. And then 2 years ago, I think it was roughly 2 years ago, I started off doing barista work, and I've absolutely loved that ever since. I wake up every day that I wake up here, I'm excited to come to Hamlet.
Coffee up.
Every cup, a contribution to someone's future. Karen Thomas, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.